to a head. We have the name of the person who's now in the CIA. We knew it was Capitol Police 4+ years ago. Hell, I knew it like a month after. And now it's coming out, and we now know Cash Patel's been sitting on it. What's a bigger scandal? The DOJ sitting on it, so it had to be leaked. And now you see who's who. Who would think Glenn Beck? He just gets better and better. And because people are deciding which side they're on here now. Or that the whole thing was a Fed insurrection, which you already have all the other pieces. Stuart Rhodes.
Oh, it's both. It's both that it was a Fed insurrection, but the big story now is that even inside this current Trump administration, you still have bad actors inside for whatever reason. They're blocking the truth and actively covering for the deep state, and they need to be removed. We can't let it go like the first administration where you had Bill Barr until the very end, you know, being a block and obstructionist for justice. We need to get rid of them now. They need to be purged out. So the base, the MAGA base, must pressure President Trump to replace them now. Nothing else he's doing is more important than replacing them to get at the heart of the deep state, at the heart of the setup of 2020, the coup of 2020, and the Fed insurrection. Nothing's more important than purging them out.
Remember how Patel brought in the head FBI agent persecuting people on Jan 6 to a more senior position?
Yeah, Jensen.
And when we put heat on him with Kyle Serafin, he got fired. So it shows, like Roger Stone says, when Trump's given the information, he does the right thing. That's why we have to make a big deal about this.
That's right. And they only, but then after that, they only fired FBI agents who were involved and directly involved in the surveillance of members of Congress. Then they got fired. But none of the rest of them have been purged yet. So we've got to focus on getting President Trump to fire Cash Patel, because Cash Patel is not going to do his job. They've got dirt on him that apparently he's so scared to have it out that he'll do whatever he's told. So there's no way to rehabilitate Cash Patel. Bongino I have more hope for, but Patel should be fired. And, you know, if President Trump wants to make Bongino the director and give him a shot, go right ahead.
Yeah, but, and here's frankly, the big tell. He went on like 12 times, whatever, Stu Peters. And then told Congress, I don't know who Stu Peters is, even though he had all these hundreds of messages with him. They were raising money together. And Congress still put him forward because they knew, oh, he's compromised. We got him by the short hairs. And, folks, that's the tip of the iceberg. I've been told by sources I've never been wrong. Well, Patel lives with a man, with a billionaire in a giant mansion in Vegas. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, that's a fact. It'd be kind of weird. We lived in a mansion together, Stuart. A little weird.
A mansion, huh? So he's compromised. He needs to be removed. So, you know, as we did with the firing of Jensen, you're right. The base needs to pressure President Trump to do the right thing and fire Cash Patel. But I believe she'd do the same thing with Bondi as well, too. I think she's the same way. So they're both blocks to getting at the heart of the deep state and doing the perp blocks we all want to see. And it's not about revenge for how we were mistreated. It's about correcting the course of this country and saving this country from the deep state. You unravel the deep state and attack it by exposure. You
know, that's right. This isn't going away. This will be as big as Epstein, and they can try to cover it up. It doesn't matter. Now they're going to try to cover up this Capitol Police, now CIA, pipe bomber, and now it comes out they're blocking the investigation. I don't see how they put the genie back in the bottle on that.
No, and I'm not surprised at all that the CIA was involved. I knew that from the very beginning also. It had all the earmarks of a CIA operation. The CIA has been infiltrating police stations.
It was a fake. It was a fake color revolution to be blamed on us.
Yeah, exactly the same thing did overseas. But I just want to make it clear to the public that it's very much on record that the FBI will infiltrate police units across the country. So whether it's New York, NYPD, LAPD, D.C. Metro, it's common practice with them to go recruit officers, do their bidding.
You mean CIA?
Yeah, that's right. They wear two hats. They work for the police department. They also work for the CIA. It's part of their record.
It is. And the ADL does it, too.
Right. Well, they're all tied together. I mean, the ADL and the SPLC is just a propaganda arm for the deep state on that side. It's all one big octopus of different tentacles. But at the heart of it, I believe, is the CIA and the Federal Reserve. That's what I would call the deep state heart of those two institutions.
Exactly. Mossad is junior to that. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Alex Jones, patriot. A man they tried to silence. They came for his voice, his platform, his life. But they can't stop him. Gentlemen, we can rebuild him. We have the technology. We have the capability to make the world's most unstoppable force. Alex Jones will be that man. Better than he was before. Better. Stronger. Faster. Louder. Go to alexjonesapp.com, the number one news app in the world.
Yes!
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
So let me introduce you to Shani Kirkhoff. Now, again, we knew this. I said this in February of 2021. It would take hours to go into all of it. I was there. Stuart was there. We were all there. We saw it. We witnessed it all. And then my sources, we had Antifa in Antifa outfits, putting on MAGA outfits. We had people that clearly weren't FBI, but acted, behaved their gait like cops, breaking in the windows. Then we had all these videos of people being arrested who were attacking police, but then they would show them a badge on video, and they would do a fake arrest, bring them in, high-five them, take the handcuffs off. And then our people said, no, those are Capitol Police. They tried to block all the different release of the videos. Remember, Congress was like, oh, we've done facial recognition. We know these are Capitol Police. So we knew within a few months of it was Capitol Police. And not all of them. All right? But I march up there while it's happening, and I say, you have emergency alert systems, loudspeakers, because I already knew that. I know I'm kind of a weirdo that I would know that Capitol has that. Later, they blasted them. We hear them 2 miles away. This is an emergency area. Get away from the Capitol. You'll be arrested. Huge speakers inside, outside. And I said, give me your captain. 10 minutes later, okay. You need to get on there and say, leave the Capitol. I didn't know they'd open the doors up and let them in. I'm outside. They go, no, we're not going to do it. And I go, well, I'm going to go up there to those steps then and get people off. And I went up and got a bunch off there saying you're being set up. They then run the Wall Street Journal saying, I was a coward, was standing at a distance on top of a truck. It wasn't a truck, it was a pile of chairs, saying attack the Capitol. And then I was censored off the internet except InfoWars.com and banned.video. And so only people could see it there. Just like Trump was taken off the internet that day so they could lie about him. And now BBC this week comes out and puts out an edited tape with Trump saying attack the Capitol when he said the opposite. Now the director of the BBC has been fired. The point is, this shows the recklessness of them. They're doing the old tricks now like they have air superiority and cannot be questioned. No, you're in a new ball game, dummies. And so the whistleblowers, like I was told this 2 months before it came out, the chief of staff to Biden came in, blew the whistle to the DOJ, and it's about the auto pen so he wouldn't go to prison. And then Ed Martin hands it to the prosecutors and nothing's done. And people say, wow, why is it Ed Martin? He's like one of the only guys in charge that Trump's put in there that has nationwide access with his special office as the strike force leader for government weaponization against the people. And then he gets the order, he has the evidence, and nothing's done. He had to find out that they had blocked indictments that were already given by grand juries against Bolton, against Comey, against Letitia James. That's why three days later they got him. They just had to send it to Trump lawyer. The indictment was there. It was already signed. So this is the level of mutiny we're dealing with, but I don't see, Stuart Rhodes, how they now, with this Kirkhoff lady, we'll put her picture on screen, how they cover this up. What do you expect the aftermath of this to be? And as the guy they said was the mastermind, we know it was Pelosi, the deep state, the globalist. Like you said, Bill Barr, it's now been released documents that he was involved. And after Trump was out organizing the indictments with Biden in the White House, with the state and federal prosecutors. So it's Bill Barr, CIA, two-time attorney general. I mean, we know Obama. But what is it like to be scapegoated, railroaded, years in prison, and now see all the cards coming down? Because even if they cover this up, which is impossible, now Trump's going to blow up. You can just see it. There's no way. This is too big. Trump knows they saddled him with January 6th. As long as we beat the drum, this is going to get rid of Todd Blanche. It's going to get rid of Patel. It's going to get rid of Bondi. I mean, I got to say, we're moving him into checkmate right now if we keep beating the drum. What do you say?
Well, we need a mass protest in D.C., I think, that's directed at President Trump to call on him to fire Bongino and Patel and Bondi and clean house and put people that are actual warriors in those positions. That's what we need to do right now. So we should be marching on the White House as peaceful protest, but urging President Trump to do the right thing and focus on the enemies inside of his own gates, the traitors inside of his own network right now. And I would consider Patel and Bondi to be exactly that.
I totally agree. How are they going to spin this? You're absolutely right. Their main goal is let it go for a few weeks, hope we forget. We ain't forgetting.
And you can expect Cash Patel to do a press conference saying, we've investigated this thoroughly, and we find no basis for targeting this poor, innocent Capitol Police officer. That's what I expect next, him to spin this the same way he spun the revelation about 274 FBI agents. Or he might say, she was part of an undercover operation that day, but she was actually doing good work. That's what I expect to see out of him, which basically is more lies and more spin. So we need to go and pressure President Trump to fire him. Job number one is fire Cash Patel. And the job number two is fire Pam Bondi. She's not doing her job. She's left it in the hands of Todd Blanche, and he's obviously a deep stater.
And without elaborating, it would take 10 hours, but I know you know about this. Most listeners are informed as well. We already knew this a long time ago because we had the surveillance footage of this office park where she's scheduled for some meeting that won't tell us what. Kamala Harris, the senator, is up in this thing where the bomb gets planted, and then the cops find it. They walk by, look at it, touch it, let school kids walk by it. Folks that don't know, if you think there's a real bomb, you do a cord in your back, 500 feet, 1,000 feet, whatever. They obviously know this is some type of. So you got the senator that's going to be the vice president later up in here. You've got this person out here that's Capitol Police, CIA. The news later tries to recycle and say, oh, look, they got bombs. They were planning something that day. We don't know, but it looks like a false flag against Harris to create even more hysteria. I wonder why it didn't go off or why, literally and figuratively.
Well, because they were duds. That's exactly why the Secret Service agent sitting right next to it finished their lunch after they were notified that there was a pipe bomb there. They finished eating. And they not only let Kamala Harris roll right by, they also let the Speaker of the House roll right by. Her entourage rolled right by it also. So they knew it wasn't a real bomb. It was part of the setup. Of course, as you know from years of exposing this, I'm sure it was billed as some kind of a anti-terrorism operation, like a training event. And that's one way Cash Patel might disguise it. Oh, she was part of a training event, a routine training that was being conducted by Capitol Police.
Exactly. And who would the patsies be? Well, we knew who they were. It was Oath Keepers and Proud Boys. You know you were the target.
Oh, yeah, of course. We know that, absolutely. Because Benny Thompson, February 16, 2021, sued Trump, Giuliani, Oath Keepers and Proud Boys, alleging a conspiracy among us. Benny Thompson and members of Congress sued us. That's how early the false narrative was set, right there. That's the big tell.
And then Congress accused me of being a conspiracy with you, even though the meetings we were in was like, what do we do if Antifa attacks us? That was it.
Right. Well, like Enrique Tarrio and I saying hello for the very first time in a parking garage. That's all we did is say hello, and they spun that into a planning meeting for J6. It's complete garbage.
Even though they had an informant there recording it.
No, he had a film crew with him recording a documentary, but they didn't show the video.
Did you know that this woman, the CIA Capitol Police lady, did you know she testified in cases against people?
Yeah, I knew that. Yeah,
I mean, can you believe?
Wasn't she also one of the officers firing into the crowd using excessive force and lethal force by firing in people's faces, rubber bullets hitting them in the heads and canisters? She was part of that, right?
Yeah, that's being reported. I want to bring Joe Biggs in here with you right now. Then Enrique Tarrio is coming on, but Gaina Fauci did a great job boiling it down. The Capitol Police in January 6th planted the pipe bombs, shot tear gas at peaceful protesters in an effort to agitate them, removed barriers and illegally waved people into the grounds of the Capitol building, opened gigantic magnetic doors from the inside to allow people into the building, shot and killed an unarmed female, four people. The only person that was killed, that it was actually more than that, lied about all of this, also lied about the death of Capitol Police Officer Brian Sidnick, who died of natural causes days later, became celebrities that received congressional and presidential awards for their efforts. Am I missing anything? Yeah, what else are they missing there, Stuart?
Excessive force, like hitting people in the head with rubber bullets, and point blank with tear gas canisters. They're supposed to be shot at the ground with their feet or they're supposed to shoot rubber bullets into your lower extremities to cause pain and to change your behavior. But shooting someone in the head with rubber bullets or with canisters like that is actually lethal force.
For folks that don't know, there's pictures of people shot through the cheek, huge holes.
You can be killed like that. And same thing goes with striking someone in the head with a club. Officers are taught you cannot strike a person in the head with a billy club unless they're a lethal force threat. But they struck Roseanne Boylan in the head while she's laying unconscious on the ground. An unarmed woman laying unconscious is clearly no threat to anyone.
That's why you're supposed to hit the arms or legs, right?
Right. You lower it below the neck. So that's how cops are taught. Anything above the neck is lethal force. You can only do that if the person's a lethal force threat to you or someone else. And she's clearly unconscious, laying on the ground, not a threat to anybody. So they used not just excessive force, but deadly force that day.
Well, they threw a guy up a parapet. They beat a woman to death in the thing. They killed four people that day, didn't they?
Yeah, Roseanne Boylan was struck in the head, like I said, laying unconscious. She was beaten in the head with a billy club. That's lethal force. So that officer should be charged with murder or at least attempted murder. Or manslaughter. And the same goes for the one that shot Ashley Babbitt, who's an unarmed woman. How come he's not? Same thing. Why is Michael Burr, the officer that murdered Ashley Babbitt, not on trial for murder? Why has that not happened yet? Because Pam Bondi doesn't want it to happen because she's part of the deep state. She needs to go.
Yeah, well, take when Ed Martin's investigation and persecution of me got shut down by Todd Blanche, which we knew was going to happen. You guys. And that's just one more thing. And he said, Jones's fringe, we're not going to protect him from admitted DOJ persecution. Again, they just revealed themselves. Let's bring in Joe Biggs. Joe Biggs, one of the top guys, the Oath Keepers, former Info, not Oath Keepers, at Proud Boys, one former InfoWars reporter, peaceful at the Capitol, peacefully went in, they opened the doors up, huge prison sentence as well. Seeing all this break in the last 4 or 5 days and seeing the cricket silence from the corporate media and the DOJ, what is your response to this? I mean, you talk about vindication, but I don't just want to save the country. You know, Joe Biggs, former InfoWars reporter, highly decorated, veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan. What is it like to see this unfolding right now?
I'm hearing the money stack up right now. We've got a lawsuit against the government, and they keep exposing themselves, and I'm loving it. I'm enjoying this right now to sit back after 4 years. Of being tortured, this vindication to prove our innocence. Shawnee Kirkhoff, she was actually the first person to fire into the crowd, which sparked the riot. You know, everybody was sitting there peacefully, hanging out, waving flags.
Shawnee Kirkhoff on screen. She's the little CIA operative. That's confirmed. This is a real cupcake here, so explain that.
Yeah, she's the first one to shoot into the crowd. She was also, she testified, I believe, against Guy Reffitt, which was the first January 6th case to go to trial. She's perfect fit for the CIA. I mean, she's a scoundrel. She's a scallywag. And that's the kind of people that they like. I mean, look at her. She looks like a purple elephant lesbian thing. You know, she's just.
And she'll do whatever they tell her. Fire into crowds,
yeah, of course.
Plant bombs, anything.
I mean, look at, just like Stewart said, Cash has got to go. He's abysmal. He's an abomination. This guy is so compromised, it's not even funny. Bongino the same. Pam Bondi, Susie Wiles. I mean, this second term, the second administration is out of control. Trump really does, I don't even think he has a clue about what's going on half the time because there's so many degrees and separations from him and what's actually needing to be done. I don't think he even knows that. We still need pardons. I mean, we've got people trying to get to him, but you have people like Susie Wiles blocking that. We've got the DOJ trying to kick our lawsuits back.
4 million employees, Trump is, we're not even giving him a pass. He's learning about this now. He knows they try to set him up on J6. He has said he wants him to go to jail. I'm predicting we're going to have fireworks here. They've gone too far here, Joe. Joe Biggs, I mean, looking at this, though, I mean, they set it up at every level and then said that you and Stewart were the masterminds. I mean, this is crazy.
Yeah, they said that I was the orchestrator of it all. They said that my using of the bullhorn was akin to a squad sergeant, with a fully automatic machine gun shooting bullets into the crowd. Like he said that's what my words were like that day, and I was inciting violence just by being there. You know, I walked over a fence that was already knocked down. Then we come up to the second fence, which is a prop for the January 20th inauguration, which had nothing to do with security for J6. That fence is typically not even there. This was a fence that was actually originally knocked down.
No, I mean, I saw a little 3-foot plastic fence. My point is that we know you didn't mastermind. They showed no emails, no text. I was in the meetings with you about what do we do if Antifa attacks. We had a stage set for Trump. He said go there peacefully. How are they going to spend this, though? I mean, and we now know Kash Patel's sitting on this for 10 months.
Well, I mean, just like Stuart said, they're going to think it's just going to go away. But, you know, I lived through that. My family lived through that. My friends lived through that. And I know they're not going to forget and let that go. And we just have to keep talking about it. We can't let them try to sweep it under the rug, which is exactly what they're going to do. That's what they always do. So, you know, it's our job to continue talking about this and keeping it in the forefront of people's minds. I've got numerous speaking engagements all over the country lined up over the next several months, and I will be hammering it and talking about it. I have a book coming out, a documentary. So we will be exposing this stuff for as long as it takes.
I gotta tell you, Joe, I just keep going back to this. It's so weird to have known you for like 12 years. No, Stuart, like 15, 16, whatever it is, longer. And like, you're the masterminds, all proven to be a lie, no evidence. Then we have the masterminds, Pelosi, the Democrats, Capitol Police sitting half of them away that day, all of it. This is, it's bizarre, Stuart. It's just crazy.
Yeah, it is. But we have to expose them. You know, as Joe said, we got to keep on the drumbeat, and you said too. But I really believe we should have a protest outside the White House to let President Trump hear from us directly. He can hear us through the windows. Pick a time when he's there and be outside on the bullhorn again saying, here's the reality. Here's what you need to do. We're the base. We're asking you to do your job by firing Patel and Bondi and cleaning house inside your own administration. Because otherwise, you're going to lose the midterms. The Republican Party is going to lose the midterms because the base won't show up to vote if they know that nothing's being done that they elected Trump to do.
The good news is I'm told movement's happening. And Pelosi, as this was breaking Thursday, announces she's not running again. And we know she was dumb enough with her daughter to basically confess to the setup on video.
No, and that's great. That's an indication that they're worried. But we can't take it for granted that that's going to do everything we need done. We got to push President Trump to do his job. And his job should be to fire them and put somebody else in and to replace them and do the work we put him in office to do. I mean, God saved him in Butler, Pennsylvania for a reason. That's to take the deep state down. It's not to make trade deals, not to improve the economy. It's to defeat the deep state. That's why he's there. And if he doesn't do that, his own base is going to abandon him. That's what I predict.
Well, that's right. Everything is secondary to removing the deep state.
Yeah, and you got to expose the Epstein files. He needs to just get back on that and do what he was supposed to do. That's the tip of the iceberg. Expose the fact that Epstein was working for Mossad and the CIA in conjunction, doing a blackmail operation. Expose all those elites. And I'm sure he's being told, if you do that, you'll crash our economy and destroy faith in our institutions. Well, that might need to be what's necessary. Get it done now while he's in office now. Because if you don't, they come back into power, we're all screwed. It'll be exponentially worse for every American out there. So let's get it done. Let's get it done now while we're keeping his administration.
They're already saying that the DOJ and the FBI, the deep state employees in there, that are already creating lists to go after people like us when they get back in power. And they will get back in power.
Well, they've had Hakeem Jeffries and all of them on TV saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
You know, and I agree. Mm-hmm. I believe we should go to D.C. And I believe that if we do it in a strategic way and we plan it properly and everybody's peaceful, you know, Trump does pay attention to the crowds. He does look out the window and listen to the people. I mean, we've helped protest outside his golf courses.
And what he really looks at is videos and reports. So I will assure you, he knows about this, but a lot of this is to demonstrate to him about Todd Blanche. I mean, don't think Trump's good people don't know. So, yeah, and we should have a protest, too. That's all great. I'm just saying, this is very ripe, guys, so I agree. The listeners need to promote this live feed. They need to share the reports we put out later because you know, when this is coming out very soon, well, how do you think Fox News will try to spin this, guys?
Oh, who knows? I mean, these guys they're tore up from the floor up. I used to be able to kind of predict what they're going to do, but they're so backwards now and so scandalous that it's really hard to even put an idea to it.
Stuart?
Patel makes, I think they'll ignore it until Patel makes his cover statement, try to spin it as an exercise, or she's being, you know, unfairly targeted and she's actually innocent. He'll spin it. Whatever spin doctor thing he does is what Fox News will pick up and spin it to.
That's right. He'll look like a deer in the headlights the last few times when he goes, no, the shooter and Butler crooks acted alone. And, yeah. Epstein killed himself. We're going to show you the video. It'll be the exact same crap.
The look he has on his face, he looks so scared. He looks like they have the dirtiest thing on him. Whenever you see him step in front of a camera, he looks like he just saw like a stack of bodies and he is haunted. I don't know what he did, but they got something on him and he is completely compromised. They are controlling him like a puppet. I mean, look at him. I mean, Bongino, I've never seen Bongino sweat that much all the time. I mean, he looks like he's scared out of his brains. And they both, yeah. I mean, this has always been my prediction. They walked into the office the first day they took over. Two deep state FBI agents came in there, laid a folder in front of each of them and said, look, we know what you've done. And you're not going to change anything here like you've been talking about. And it's going to continue to be business as usual. And we're going to give you your marching orders and what you're going to say. And this is how the game's going to be played.
Amen. I agree completely. Yeah. Which is why they should resign. If they have any kind of honor left inside of them, they should just resign and say, hey,
yeah, I mean, their legacy's already tainted this point. I mean, get out while you got your head above a little bit above water before you drown, because, you know, they're destroying their credibility, and they're destroying the credibility of the United States and our law enforcement and everything. And it's just it's despicable.
No, I agree. And Stuart's got to leave it a mess when you're in a final war. We're bringing Enrique Tarrio in with you, Joe Biggs. But I'm not black-pilled. And I'm not white-pilled. I'm just reality-pilled. There's a lot of good, a lot of bad news, but compare this date years ago. That's why the deep state's so scared. For the listeners need to know to boost their morale, because it's the truth. We are winning. We haven't won the war. We're winning the battles. Just think about how far we've moved now and how everything they try to cover up doesn't work. That is very positive. That's what the listeners need to understand. The more they share these videos, these articles, not just for me, but other people, and follow you guys, that is everything. The power is in the people. Stuart, can you speak to that?
Absolutely. And that's why I've relaunched Oath Keepers. Folks can go to
Oath Keepers. Yeah, you've relaunched Oath Keepers. That's huge news. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So I'm not going to wait for a pardon. My attorneys advised me to wait, that I might hurt my chances getting a pardon by going back and continuing on my mission. But I can't wait for that. We have an obligation and duty to push. We took the high ground. Now we got to push them into the sea. We can't rest on our laurels and wait for President Trump and, you know, trust the plan. We have to push.
Fight through the objective, press the attack. So explain that. What the public needs to do and why Oath Keepers is relaunched, and what Oath Keepers' real mission is for people that don't know.
Yeah, loyalty to the Constitution, all the oath we all took, same oath that me and Joe took, that comes first. That's why I got no F's to give for Bongino or Patel or anybody else. They took the same oath we did to defend the Constitution. There's no excuses for not doing it. They should all go take a walk through the Arlington Cemetery, look at all those gravestones of men that gave everything to keep their oath, and do what's necessary to do the right thing. Redeem yourselves by telling the truth. Just say, I've been compromised, here's how I've been compromised, and here's what they have over me, and that's how you deprogram that.
And let me say this, I know you don't want a job, and neither does Joe Biggs. We were thinking of this, you have your own lives, but people like O'Boyle or Servant, don't want his job back. We have all the real whistleblowers, we have the real men. Why not promote the battle-hardened, proven people that are warriors?
Agreed. I would put Servant back in charge of the FBI right now. That's who should get it right now, I think. He's proved up enough to do that.
Stuart, dude, one more minute, because then we got to connect with the other great patriots here. But I want Enrique Tarrio. I want to give out the website for the Oath Keepers. I'm funded by you. You want to know who funds this operation? You, the viewer, you, the listener. We got like a gold sponsor, and that's it. I could have a bunch of sponsors, but then I got to check it. I got to mess with it. And then they come after our sponsors. So about 14 years ago, I said, we're getting rid of sponsors, as a lot of you saw. And I'm like, we'll just sell the best supplements. We'll just sell the widest selection of stuff. And we're already selling DVDs and films and books and, you know, T-shirts and ball caps. But I said, you know what? We're going to do it ourselves. So we just go out and find whatever the top certified best-selling thing as already proven, triple tested. We sell it in a private label. But we've also made a lot of great proprietary supplements as well. So you're missing out if you don't go to thealexjonesstore.com that I don't own. So even if they shut down InfoWars, which is imminent, people are going to wake up and go, well, God, it really happened. Yeah, there's a receiver in there. He just hadn't decided to shut down yet. Close. They don't own thealexjonesstore.com. It funds the Alex Jones Network. It funds this operation and has the widest selection of T-shirts, hats, hoodies, sweaters, you name it. A lot of it limited edition. We have the classic 1776 gear. We have the Trump gear. We have the InfoWars gear. We have the Alex Jones gear. We have the comedy gear. We have a lot of, you know, fun shirts, Gulf of America shirts. We have InfoWars veteran shirts, veterans of the InfoWar. It's all there. Fundraiser shirts that cost a little bit more, so we actually get some funds in because these are high quality. The markup's not very high. It's all there. TheAlexJonesStore.com. We've got our Holy Wars Crusader line. All very, very politically incorrect. Not all the America First stuff. It's all there. The widest selection. TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's 30 days that started a few days ago of Black Friday and Cyber Monday mega sales. 25% off site-wide on all top products, everything, including on top of the sales that are already there. All supplies last could end at any moment for specific items that sell out. Here's what's on sale now. Ultra Methylene Red about to sell out. All supplements, the Ultra Methylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the Ultimate Life Force Spike Protein Detox, all shirts, hats, hoodies, plus 50% off any supplement when you sign up for auto ship. You cancel any time. Never run out. Hold it back for 50% off in the future, even when it sells out for everybody else. Cancel any time. Alex Jones signature blades are in now. Knives I went out and found and thought were the best and got at low prices. They'll sell out fast. Choose from a collection of incredible blades. All supplies last. VIP membership. Anybody buying anything should be a VIP member. Just at checkout, pay $30 and get $40 instantly spent in the store. Special deals, special offers, special sales. Get 40% credit in the store each month instantly. Number one way to support a broadcast. 80% reorder on our supplements. Nobody else has that. That's how good they work. We support you and fight for freedom together. You support us together. We are changing the world. Stock up now, TheAlexJonesStore.com. Thank you. We can't do it without you. You are the tip of the spear, and I salute you all.
Hey, the Alex Jones app, AJN Live, is now the number one app in the world. That's right, you heard me. We're number one. And this is pissing off the Democrats and the deep state big time. They're doing everything they can to shut us down, and now here we are, dominating the Apple Store.
Smells like victory.
We just launched the app less than 2 days ago, and we're already the number one news app in the world. And we'd like to keep it that way, so if you haven't done so yet, now's your chance. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the app and tell the globalists to go f*** themselves.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
Well, I was thumbing from Montgomery. I had my guitar on my back. When a stranger stopped beside me in an antique Cadillac. Now, he was dressed like 1950, half drunk and hollow-eyed. He said, it's a long walk to Nashville. Would you like to ride, son?
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the Info War.
Down in the front seat.
All right, I'm going to do this really briefly here. But if you tuned in Friday or you tuned in Saturday, the shows were so huge. I plugged, I think, the last 2 days, Friday and Saturday, with huge audiences. Twice, because I just can't help it. The news is so powerful. But if we don't fund ourselves, we won't be here. That means the new network we built and the AlexJonesStore.com. So despite the fact it's selling out, we have the best ultramethylene blue, because it was only Friday, Saturday, Sunday. It ends at midnight tomorrow. I plugged this 1 minute yesterday. This is a huge sale. I plugged it 1 minute because I'm so focused on this. I'm the problem around here. If I plug like every 30 minutes, we have plenty of money. You guys are great. You buy the product. But I got to tell you about it. So make up for my mistakes and take action. You've seen the rave reviews. Russell Brand went crazy on it. Roseanne Barr, it's so good. It's so good for your whole body. RFK Jr. takes it. We have the best. Buy one bottle, get one free until midnight tomorrow. And they're store-wide 25% off on top of 50% off on the other supplements when you sign up for AutoShip. But no need to sign up for AutoShip for this. Go now and experience ultramethylene blue. You have till tomorrow at midnight, thealexjonesstore.com. All right. Oathkeepers.info, True Civil Defense, great work with Stuart. He's back tomorrow, 30 minutes with us. But I want now to get Enrico Tarrio on, who I've known for over a decade with the Oath Keepers, and or works for the Oath Keepers with, you know, the great folks there at the Proud Boys that Gavin McGinnis set up as just a fun men's club that's for blacks, Hispanics, whites, Asians, just people that believe in Western civilization and capitalism and having a good time. And, man, they acted like it was Adolf Hitler 10.0. I mean, compared to all the anti-Israel stuff, Oath Keepers was basically pro-Israel. In fact, it actually wasn't anti-Israel. But they got labeled with that, called domestic terrorist, because they would go out to events where Antifa was attacking Christians and you try to have a Christian barbecue or something. In all these liberal cities, you get beat up, attacked. They'd go out there and defend the people. And then he got set up, even though he wasn't there on Jan 6, along with Joe Biggs, but he was the head of Oath Keepers at that time. And so, Enrique Tarrio, what is it like for you to see this? Because we knew it was Capitol Police 4+ years ago. And we knew it. Go ahead.
So Alex, I saw this coming from a mile away. I've been trying to keep up with it for the past 10 months that I've been home. The report from Steve Baker, you know, speaks for itself.
Home from prison. Set up as prison. As the mastermind, when we know it's Pelosi and the Democrats confirmed.
It is. And then this report solidifies that. If you read through the Blaze's story, you see Steve Baker's story. It all checks out. You know, it's little tidbits here and there, but there's no coincidences in this, Alex. And for the viewers, I want you today to look at yourself in the mirror and repeat these words. The CIA did not put up a U.S. Capitol Police officer to do this. You're going to feel real stupid doing it, because there's so much that goes along with this story. Number one, the gate analysis, 94 to 98% accurate. With Kyle Serafin, you know, he didn't make up
this story.
Well, that's
a biometric assessment. Plus, we already know this is the first person to fire on the crowd to stir it up. And then we already have other sources.
Yeah, no.
I mean, I've talked to Steve Baker a bunch, and I can tell you that he is very meticulous in his reporting. When he is researching, he is spot on. He's not someone to just fly off the cuff and throw something out there and try to make headlines. Like, he puts in the painstaking work, and he is a very humble man. He's very good at what he does.
Well, tell us about Steve Baker. We've had him before, but let me just stop. I'm not giving out secret information, because the bad guys already know.
Yeah.
This has been known for 4+ years. The people Trump put in to investigate it know. They've said, oh, it's not us. Okay, it's not them. Baker did the original work. It was already confirmed that we already have all the stuff. This is a setup. The bad guys have walked the trap. I'm going to let them know now so they run scared, because it's going to happen. That this is, we're not just on Steve Baker's thing here. We know. So, because the DOJ wouldn't do their job and allow us to come out, now it's coming out this way. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, like I said, he's spot on what he's doing. He's been taking his time. You know, you've got different pundits out there saying that Kyle Serafin's injected himself into the story. Well, the FBI had him, looking into the house where they believe the suspect was. You know, he was running their detail that was looking into that, and then was mysteriously pulled off. So, you know, he wasn't thrown into the story, tried to attach himself to it. He actually worked it. And so he was trying to help Steve Baker out and compare notes and things like that. So, you know, I trust what they've got, what they found. I'm not going to listen to a lot of these naysayers that are trying to run a shade on this story because they're trying to cover it up. And you got a lot of people out there that think they own the January 6th narrative and that they control it. And that's just not the truth.
Well, I think if anybody can speak to it, it's Enrique Tarrio and Joe Biggs and Stuart Rhodes. So, Enrique, back to you. Just overall, what is this? Because we knew it was a Fed operation, every angle of it. It's all been confirmed. But now this little added piece, what do you think is going to happen next?
I don't know what's going to happen with this. I don't know if the DOJ is going to take action on this. I don't know, like Biggs said, if there's going to be like, oh, well, some sort of training exercise. But this just solidifies everything that we've seen over the course of the past 5 years. We knew that the pipe bomber had something to do with it. You know, and I want to go back to Cal Serafin's reporting on this, too. You know, the person used the metro, which is 0.4 miles away from this home that Cal Serafin was staking out. There's no coincidences in this at all. I did 3 years. Joe did more than I did. Joe did 4 years in prison, most of that time in solitary confinement. When are we going to start seeing the answers? And, you know, like even the naysayers, look, I understand that some people want to kind of be careful and cautious on this, but right now is not the time to be like to half asses. I think we only got 3 years left. And midterms, it looks like we're probably going to get trampled in the midterm. So Trump has a year to put this together, to put Pam Bondi in check, Kash Patel in check. That's what you guys voted for, because me and Biggs were in solitary confinement. So I can't even say that I voted for Donald Trump. I would have. So we have the ability to do everything that we've ever wanted. You know, we got the dream team, the supposed dream team. But we're 10 months in, and how many arrests have we seen? We got John Bolton and Comey. Fine, great. The conspiracy goes much further than that. We've seen Comey use delay tactics in the hopes that they steal the 2028 election again, and he has a more favorable DOJ and a more favorable president. So I don't know where this is going to go. I know that action needs to be taken. If action isn't taken on this, I think you're going to see what Stuart said. You're going to see a lot of angry MAGA patriots in D.C. peacefully.
Well, if you look at this, it would take hours, obviously, over all the evidence, but arresting people that are really feds and then high-fiving, we already know all this, and we already knew about this lady a long time ago. Now they're just clear to fire. This information's coming out. I don't see how they hide this, because Trump knows this was hung around his neck. So as he learns about this, I think this is going to result in some bad people being removed from the DOJ.
And look, here, perfect example. Not only does she leave Capitol Police not to get a civilian job, she works for the CIA. Jocelyn Ballantyne, the head, the architect of all the January 6th cases, still works for the DOJ. She's still answering motions from Joe Biggs and Ethan Nordine and Dominic Pozzola in court. We still have these FBI agents that raided Mar-a-Lago and raided my house, my home. The lead FBI agent in our case still works here. So this whole thing that we were going to turn the Hoover building into a museum, I don't know when that starts. You know, I'm not stupid. I know that that's he didn't really mean he was physically going to turn it into a museum, but I want to see something that goes towards that. You know, they've arrested a record number of pedophiles and drug traffickers. Fine. You know what? I can't applaud something that they're supposed to do. We're asking them to bury the deep state, dig them in a hole so they never leave again. They tried to do that to us. And I'm telling you guys right now, in 2028, if they steal that election, me, Joe Biggs, Alex Jones, and every single one of you watching this program, we will hang together. Literally, we will hang together if we don't start turning things around.
That's an ode to Benjamin Franklin. We either hang together or hang separate.
Yes.
But larger issue here. Mm-hmm. There was no pushback the first Trump term, which he didn't know what he was doing. He's admitted that. Now this is different. I don't see how they bury this, guys. I don't see how they cover this up.
They're not going to bury it. It's impossible to bury. You have all the evidence sitting right in front of you. So how do they hide it? They could use delay tactics. They could use journalists that are supposed to be on our side and call them and tell them, hey, you need to chill. And they just drag this out until, you know, headlines have a very, very short lifespan. So if they break this out over the course of the next couple months, the next best thing is out, and we'll be screaming at the top of our lungs about this issue, and nobody's going to care. That's the tactic. That's the tactic of the media, and that's what we're seeing.
Now, 100%, we need to let them know that ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to fire those two guys up there at the FBI. We need someone that's got balls to stand up. Look, nobody's got a perfect life. We've all got dirt. We've all got skeletons in the closet to some degree. But it's going to take a man of integrity to get up there and stand over the target and take the bullets, take the arrows, and put it all out there. It might even ruin his own reputation, but this is a war right now. We're in a war, and we're trying to save this country, the greatest country in the world. And someone's going to have to sacrifice who they are, and their legacy, so to say, because if you're going to go in there and take over the FBI, they're going to hit you with everything. Like I said, I believe they handed folders to Bongino and Patel, and it scared them. You've got to be a man that's willing to just go, you know what? I don't care. Screw you. And throw the folder back in their face and start making changes. And that's how you're going
to
save the country.
By the way, you guys, I know, got offers to turn on Trump and say he sent you there, which he didn't. You ever talk to him? I have the same stuff. So it's not like we're three men here talking that haven't done this. It's not like we're not asking other men and women to do things we haven't done. It's not about acting tough. It's just we've done it. Like, all three of us, let's just be honest, have, like, we've been in the info war. You guys have been in prison. I mean, we've been through hell. It's not like we're just saying this.
I think Steve Baker should be appointed a special prosecutor in this case. Give him all the tools handy. Have Cal Serafin sit right there by his side.
Take the men that are proven.
Yeah. The people, you know who the perfect people to run some of these bureaus within the administration? The people that run the social media, it seems like they're hyped up and they're doing a great job. But we're not seeing those same results in real life. Until when? Until when are people going to keep telling me, oh, have patience, it takes time? Well, in 2028, when nothing happens, are you still going to be saying, hey, be patient? Oh, we should have done more. Hey, you were right. Don't wait until that time. You know, a lot of J6ers got picked up on January, right after January 6th, and they were able to push their trials past it. We're almost a whole year into this administration.
No, I agree. We're behind schedule. So let me ask you this. On other issues, other fronts, they're trying to cause a race war. They're attacking ICE, shooting them up, Latin Kings, murder orders, which people that don't know, the real Latin gangs and stuff, like real gangs you don't hear about a lot. That's a real big gang. That's strong. I mean, all of this, Enrique, Joe Biggs, how do you expect the deep state to strike back? Because I can tell you, I don't see how they get out of this. When they try to cover this up, Trump's not bad. He knows he got set up. This is really dangerous. This J6 thing is going to just create a cascade effect. How do the bad guys change the subject?
Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I mean, I believe it's going to be, like you said, they're firing at ICE agents. They're going to take the story off away from J6 and this exposing of the Fed's erection. And it's going to happen in places like Chicago and L.A. again. You know, the crowds are getting amped up. They're getting bolder, and nothing's really happening. I mean, look what happened to the guy that threw the sandwich at the ICE agent. Nothing happened. You know, if that would have been me or Enrique or you throwing that, that's probably 5 to 10 years in prison right there for us. And they would have gotten on it quickly. And they would have put us in front of a D.C. jury or a San Francisco jury or Chicago, guaranteed a conviction, and we would be in jail immediately already. So these people are empowered to continue to act like hooligans, to go out there in the streets at night, to attack the cops, not just throw bottles or rocks, but now shooting at them. And it's only going to get worse, and it's going to get worse, and it's going to get bad before it gets better. And I'm not black-pilled. I do believe that there still is a chance. But it's going to take men of courage and men of honor and women to stand up and do the right thing. Even though they know they're walking right into machine gun fire, you're going to have to take the bullets. That's what this country was built on. You got to run into the fire. And that's why there's specific types of men and women who join the military and others who don't and do different jobs. You know,
but let's be clear, and I agree with you totally. They do it because they were dialed in, their heads screwed on straight. Not doing it is way worse for their family in the future. We know we're up against pure evil. And most folks have to run a machine gun to fire. There's got to be moral and stand for what the truth is. And that's what we can say here tonight, not as badasses. I want to try, but compared to most people, like people think these lawyers, these politicians, they claim they're patriots, but when they get any pushback, they just get on their knees. That's got to stop. Don't they get, that's the most dangerous thing? Don't they have any will or their own independence to not bend over to the deep state? Enrique.
Now, we keep seeing these violent, the left increase in violence across the country. But when we're talking about D.C., and Joe made a great point about the sandwich throwing, nothing vindicates us more, I think, than that specific case and shows you how corrupt D.C. is. They have this guy on video throwing a sandwich at an ICE officer. They show this in court, and this jury is like, you know what? He is definitely not guilty of this.
I got something way worse. They had a guy go stalk and say he was going to attack the family of Trump administration officials, and the judge killed
Stephen Miller,
the investigation, and then they let the guy basically off that came to kill the Supreme Court justice. So I'm not overshadowing your sandwich story, but my God,
yeah.
They convicted us with absolutely no evidence.
No evidence whatsoever. Obviously, everybody knows the story. I wasn't there. Biggs walked through a door that was open. He went over a gate that was already crushed on the floor. And they gave him 18 years. They give me 22.
You say gate. They had a 2-foot green plastic fence.
Yes. Yes. It went up. I think it was even below the waistline.
It was a 2-foot plastic, bright plastic green fence that was trampled. It was like a joke.
Yeah. Yeah, we got the invoice for it. As a matter of fact, they put it up and it was one of those Home Depot, the cheap ones. But we keep seeing this rise in this violent rhetoric on the left. You know, they're emboldened to do so. You know, look, the deportations, I think the DHS and the deportations and ICE is doing a fantabulous job. Do I feel like they need a bigger workforce and do more deportations? Absolutely. But like when you look at the DOJ, we haven't seen anything from them. What have they arrested? Like 4 people at Tequila Tesla?
No, I agree. We're getting way more action from DHS because it's newer, not as old as the corrupt.
Yeah.
It's crazy. It's like the left.
That's exactly.
It's like the left is punching us and they're saying, stop being violent. The right, stop being violent. You're a white supremacist. And they're just hitting us and they're saying, stop being violent. And we're just sitting there going like, what are you talking about? We're not doing anything. And like, you're a white supremacist. And they're just hitting you. Stop being violent. It's the most insane thing to see, because you sit there in this trial and it's like, here's absolutely no evidence. Yep. Give this guy 17, 18 years. Let's go. This guy threw a sandwich. We got it on camera and hit a federal officer. Nah, I don't see anything at all. The ICE agents are being violent. We're being peaceful. We're just throwing sandwiches and rocks over here.
So, in closing, I want to get you guys back up this week as this unfolds. I feel like this is going to be big because I don't see how they hide it. Final comments for both of you on this.
Go ahead, Joe.
You know, like I said, we got to stay on this. We can't ignore it. It's our job as people who've been through this to expose this, to educate people on what it's really like, so you can understand. Most people think that when someone's convicted, they probably just did it, right? Or when someone's been charged with something, they probably already committed the crime. That's what most people think. But you don't understand, in a federal prison, I'd say at least a good 45 to 50% of the people in there are innocent, because they do no legwork. They do no due diligence. The courtroom is not about justice. It's not about getting to the truth. It's about finding someone that you don't like, putting a label on them, and throwing them in prison because they're a threat to you some way or fashion. Or they're just too lazy and they don't care and want to do the work. But that's what people need to understand, is this is
all. But now we got a place for all those prison cells, the deep state, because we got their ass.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's too many innocent people in there, and there's too many nonviolent offenders that are in there. We can clear those people out. Let's get them commuted or pardoned, and let's bring in the Comeys. Let's bring in the Clintons. Let's bring in the Pelosis.
Let's bring in this lady flying pipe bombs.
Yeah. Let's bring in.
Let's start filling these prisons up. I mean, I'm pretty sure criminals. With the workforce that they have now, they can fill up a couple of these prisons with people that weaponize the United States government against its own citizens. We saw it. We saw it for 4 years. We warned you guys about it. InfoWars warned you about it. And like now we're sitting here. And then they call us, like Joe said, they call us white supremacists, Nazis, fascists. All those words don't work anymore. We don't care. Keep calling us those names. We don't care. But one thing we do care about is getting the job done.
Well, Ricky, I got to give you props and Joe and Stuart Rhodes, because it came out in the news. They offered you the deals to turn in line, say Trump did it. You didn't roll over. I'm surprised out of all your people. I'm so proud of America. They couldn't get one Trump official to take Russian money. It was really CIA and FBI. They couldn't get me to do it. What's crazy about us populist conservatives is we're just the good guys. How's it feel to be the good guys, guys? And I mean, you got to feel vindicated. Whatever happens, you're on the side of God right now.
Trump needs to do right now. He needs to deputize the Proud Boys and put us in charge of going after these people.
The United States Department of Proud Boys.
You deputize.
Just briefly, and then Joe, we'll have you back in the next few days. How vindicated do you feel, though? From being in solitary confinement for years. How do you feel now?
I mean, I feel amazing. Look. Go ahead, Joe. Sorry.
No, I'm saying I'm home, man. I mean, I'm thankful for that. God is good. God is great. Yeah. You know, God uses people out here to help do good things. And I'm glad that he used Trump to get us out of here. And now we can continue to fight and expose the corruption that's going on. And that's what I'm dedicating my life to. I'll never give up.
Two of the three that are the masterminds, all lies. We have the masterminds, the CIA.
I'm the bad guy.
So Tony Montana, say goodnight to the bad guy. Sorry, go ahead, Enrique.
Say goodnight.
Well, the first thing I did when I got out of prison was call you, Alex. You know, you were the first show I got on here. I thanked you. I thanked your audience for always supporting us. It feels great to be home, man. You know, I wake up every day and, you know, things go wrong. Life goes wrong, but I'm in a positive place. I don't care about those small little things. I'm out. I was given my life back. Now it's time to fight back because I don't want what happened to me to happen to you guys, to you, the viewers out there. I don't want it to happen to you guys. And I see it happening. I'm watching it unfold in my eyes. And there's an anger. There's an anger and a rage in me that comes with 3 years of solitary confinement. And because it's going to happen if these agencies don't get in line. This story, Steve Baker, amazing job. Cal Serafin, amazing job. Joe, amazing job.
You know the evil's coming back. You're warning people. Like, we got to do this.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. We have no choice. We have no choice. We got to do it for our kids. Well, look, we got to do it for our grandkids.
We can get it out to Trump with all these reports. But yeah, I agree with you. We just, regardless, let's book a time. 3 weeks, we're going to D.C., peaceful protest. We need to bring this up in front of the White House.
You let me know what day you want to go, and I'm there, Alex. And I'm sure Joe would be there, too.
I love you guys. Enrique, you too, how do people find you? How do people support what you're doing?
You can find me on X. It was down there on the lower thirds, at Noble One, spelled out O-N-E. And you could support me by subscribing to my Substack, noblelead.substack.com.
And Joe, real quick, we'll have you back. Plug it.
You can't support me because I'm banned everywhere. Oh, yeah, I got Instagram. I'm
all
stuck
right
at that now.
Wait, I'm going to come back next hour with a special guest in the studio. You are the reason InfoWars existed. You're the reason we've had so much success. You're the reason the globalists hate our guts. I couldn't have done any of this without you. And now we're so close to being shut down. We fought so hard. We never gave up. We never backed down. But they have the state receiver appointed. He was here today. He can shut us down any time. I'm cutting this announcement on the evening of November 6th, Thursday, November 6th, 2025. And you have until this Sunday, just 3 days, to take advantage of the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com, which I don't own, but finances the new network and keeps InfoWars on the air so the bad guys can't shut it down. You get great products, the best supplements, the widest selection of Patriot apparel, collectible knives, and so much more, and you keep this operation on air one way or another. I am the InfoWar, my crew is the InfoWar, the caller, the guest. All of us are the InfoWar. They're not going to shut us down. We're not giving up. The fact that they've come after us so hard is a testament to how far we've come against them, and they know they can't continue to operate. They're going to lose if they don't shut us down. So be the reason we stay on the air. Huge sale, 25% off store-wide on top of huge sales, 50% off with things like ultramethylene blue and more. It ends this Sunday. Take advantage of it right now at thealexjonesstore.com. And I salute all of you and thank you for being at the heart of this fight. You are the spirit of 1776 worldwide. You are the resistance.
Truth is just a tap away. Go to alexjonesapp.com and download the Alex Jones app, available now on Google Play and the Apple App Store. Stream the latest shows, stay up to date with breaking news, and support free speech with every click. Grab your t-shirts, hats, supplements, and more, all inside the app. Don't wait. Download the Alex Jones app today and join the fight for freedom.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.